The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. Mark writes, "And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the same, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take heart, get up, he is calling you.' And throwing off his cloak, he sprung up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And the blind man said to him, 'Rabbi, let me recover my sight.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has made you well.' And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, in today's gospel reading, we are introduced to a certain beggar, the one named Bartimaeus. It is a very simple story on one level. It seems like just another brief healing, a miracle that Jesus does on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem. When compared to his Palm Sunday entry into Jerusalem, should we even consider this account anything more than a mere passing? To this point, it seems ordinary. It's just a happening along the way. But actually, Jesus uses this specific healing to achieve two special purposes. First, to heal Bartimaeus, making him a follower of Christ. But secondly, to teach James and John a thing or two about arrogance and blindness. Now, the reader of Mark's gospel knows of James and John's pride and their acts so forth. And if you recall from last week's gospel reading, just before this healing story, the disciples tell Jesus that they want to sit at either side of him in glory in heaven. The pride of it all and the arrogance. They are overwhelmed, spiritually blind in seeing what it is to be a follower of Christ. So when they see Bartimaeus, this beggar on the roadside, James and John, we can only assume, are probably some of the ones who tried to silence this unclean burden of a man from their glory trip into Jerusalem. You see, beggars in Jewish society were considered unclean, dirty, and to be avoided. In the original Hebrew, Bartimaeus means son of the unclean. But there's a twist to that, because in the Greek language, his name actually means son of honor, respect, and reverence. Jesus sees Bartimaeus according to his true value and identity as a love child of God. Conversely, the disciples and some of the crowd see him as the lowest of the low. Though Bartimaeus is unable to physically see, he can spiritually see that Jesus, as God's son, is passing by. The disciples are simply still blind in seeing who Jesus came to save and heal. And so the disciples then watch and see just how much Jesus loves this beggar. Jesus heals him and completely lets him see light once again. Bartimaeus then casts away his outer garment, the coat that he would lay out to collect money and keep him warm at night. He doesn't need it anymore because he can see that Jesus is all that he needs. He now has a family that he can belong to. He belongs. He's no longer an outsider. In the original Greek language, to be blind has a second meaning. It means to be smoky, puffed up with fumes of arrogance. Smoke gets in your eyes and it clouds your vision so that you can't see properly. Actually, James and John are a bit smoky themselves. This whole scene is quite shocking as Jesus' disciples and the crowd are clearly condescending with self-importance and desire to enter Jerusalem with glory rather than stop and bother with this annoying beggar. We can remember Bartimaeus as he throws off his outer garment. And the author of the book of Hebrews would later say this about the throwing off. Hebrews 12 states, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith." This section of Hebrews, is practically a biblical commentary on Bartimaeus' healing of sight and subsequent following of Jesus. St. Paul would add that we don't just throw off, but we also put on. Paul said, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Galatians 3. "Of you who are baptized, then you have the wonderful clothing of Christ. His robes of righteousness are upon you. As you are sent out today, imagine that white clothing to be placed over people that you personally struggle with or don't even associate with or even maybe avoid. Remember the differences between not being mean and being kind. It takes intentionality, and we can easily see many people as unclean beggars, but their ailment doesn't make them any different from us. And how many times have we been guilty of being physically put off from ministering to them? Have we been too busy or too conceited to care because of our busy schedules and our important things that we just have to get done? Next week on Reformation Sunday, we will remember the time when the church became self-righteous itself, blind. And it lost the gospel. Martin Luther was key to removing the garment of blindness and revealing to the people the robe of baptism and righteousness in Christ that they had always had. Just like the past, sometimes the detailed and administrative business of doing church today can get a bit smoky and dark. We can get puffed up with pride and self-importance, self-righteousness, and are blind with smoke in our own eyes to the needs of real people who need Christ. Jesus calls and sends you to get out of your comfort zone and to reach out to our neighbors, the homeless, to the sick and to the hungry, or the disabled, or the mentally ill, or anyone who doesn't quite fit the bill of a comfortable, predictable churchgoer. We may all have a heart for that, but practically it's not always easy. But Jesus helps us, and he does the leading. We need to follow him along the way like Bartimaeus did, casting off our smoky garments of self-righteousness and putting on the white royal baptismal robes of adoption into God's family. It's in those robes that we are forgiven and cleansed through the Holy Spirit. Bartimaeus received the gift of sight, as we receive the gift of faith in Christ Jesus. Both have true direction, following Christ as our Savior. Today's text, it asks the hearers to ponder some of the most important questions that we will ever have to consider, for they do have eternal consequences. Are you blind? Are you willing to see now? How do you need Jesus to free you to do and to be? How will you respond to Jesus' call to you? Bartimaeus, he follows Christ. He follows him to the cross where Jesus won eternal life for all by paying the price for the sin of the world and thereby conquering sin, death, and the devil forever. He rose again and lives. The relational God who is present every day right here waiting to forgive and bless and to give spiritual sight so that whoever believes in him will be saved. The sight that Jesus gives is a free gift, but it cost Jesus his very life. But that's how much his love is for you. He delivers our inheritance to us through his sacraments, his body and blood in Holy Communion and in holy baptism, cleansed with his righteousness and clothed with him in faith, Christ Jesus. Without faith in Christ, we are all blind beggars. With faith, we are beggars still. Luther's dying words echo this truth. We are all beggars. This is true. However, faith in Christ makes us well. Never again blind to who it is that answers our every prayer. Having recovered the sight that we never had, we are able to follow him, casting away our own cloaks of darkness. God has accomplished this through his Son. Jesus, our great high priest, has made a one-time sacrifice, good for the sin of the world. All approach God through him, then we will be saved. And this is the faith that makes us well. May that faith give you peace and never deny to whom your faith is in. Bartimaeus had faith that set him free. It allowed him to see. Faith not in his own faith, but faith in the Son of David, in the Messiah, in Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Jesus sees you according to your true value and identity as a love child of God. Cry out to your Lord. Pray for his mercy, and may it give you peace. Take heart. Get up. He is calling you. He did this for Bartimaeus. And may that same belief and faith give you peace. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. May it guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.